Topic 2. Water sports.
Read, listen, learn.
Look, Mom, that's amazing. I can't believe the girls have so neat movements.
Yeah, they all received very strict training. A minute on the stage takes 10-year practice.
And all their movements are so elegant. It seems like dancing in the water.
Exactly. You know, water ballet puts dancing, music, and swimming together.
There you go. Daddy has also told me that water boy is also called synchronized swimming.
That's my boy. Catherine Curtis created this activity in 1920. And in 1984, it was authorized as one activity in Olympic Games.
Well, Mom is more knowledgeable than Dad. I must learn from you.
My little boy, you should learn more from me. I'm almost 30 years older than you.
Okay, you're the boss. Look, Mom, one guy has just jumped into the swimming pool.
Oh my God, it's so dangerous. And he might break his leg. You mustn't do anything like that.
I'll never learn from him. This gesture is so awful. The Olympic diving champion, Tian Deng, is the only person I'd admire.
Is he your shining star? As far as you see, why he can get the champion in Olympic Games?
Of course. He succeeds in crouch jump and backward spinning dive. And he has a clean entry. The degree of difficulty is also very high.
It seems that you know much about him. And I believe you can do it as well as him one day.
That's an obvious thing. I'm a reliable man, right?
Well, but the first thing is that you have to learn how to swim. Let's get down to business.
Recitation.
The girls performing water ballet are really amazing. They have neat and elegant movements and dance in the water. I know water ballet is also called synchronized swimming. That is what my dad told me. My idol is the Olympic diving champion, Tian Long. I'll learn from him.